You're listening to The Plumbing Sales Coach, where we give companies the strategies and skills to create a massive customer following. Fresh. Thank you for making us part of Spotify's top 10% most shared and followed podcast. And now, your host, Chris.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of The Fresh Approach. I'm your host, CF, the Plumbing Sales Coach. Today, we're going to cover something that really gets left out a lot of times in business. It's really important. We get so locked into the day-to-day mundane tasks, processes, and just really the things, all the things that we have to do each and every day. We can do this in sales. We can do this in our day-to-day position, whether we're answering phones. We can do this as a company. But at the end of the day, we get lost in the task. We get lost in the next thing. What do we got to do next? And we forget about this important piece to our business, something that has to be communicated to our community, to our audience, whether it be future employees, whether it be future customers. And in all reality, this is something that's extremely important. But again, it just gets left out. It just gets missed. And that is your brand story, the story that your brand tells. What's the story behind your brand? What is your past story? What's your current story? What's your future story? Why are you in business? How did you get involved in this? How does your company story kind of fit into the industry? But then also, how does it fit into the community? How do you communicate that? When you think about really any brand, any kind of business that's out there, and you know the story behind that business, it causes you to be more engaged with that brand. And then on top of that, if you develop a story as a consumer with that brand, it can get crazy. You look at Disney, we talk about that all the time. One of the things that I noticed when I was there was just how many different generations are interacting with the brand in different ways. And it's really cool to see just the fact that nostalgia plays a huge role in our decision making. It even raises value. You can look at things that are sold on eBay and auctions, and the nostalgia or the history of that product as it relates to the history of the world, and it's fitting into that context as well as to our own personal experiences with it. It can cause a phenomenon. In fact, you get people that go on these big tours and they do different festivals for Pokemon and for just different things that people for some reason or other had an encounter with and developed a story. I was thinking about movies. In fact, I was talking to my son and we were talking about the different movies, Marvel, and the storylines behind that. And really what it comes down to is because they keep just complicating the storyline with more and more superheroes. I was like, man, there should be some sort of protection on that. Like, that should be like taboo to just keep adding characters. In fact, it should be something that should be earned. Like, man, there should only be a new superhero every decade. Like, it should be something we anticipate and get excited for, not just there's 15 more to learn in this new movie that's coming out, and there's 15 movies on the backstories of each one, and in each one there's another 15 they're going to unlock. It's like, I can't keep up. I don't know who's in what and what they're wearing. What do they do? Are they good? Are they bad? Are they Marvel, DC? I don't know. They're everywhere. And we were talking about that, and they killed them all off, and then now they're going to bring back. And I'm like, you know, it's the story of the character. When I was a kid, I only remember a few. And we had the Batman, we had Superman, we had the Hulk, we had Spider-Man. We had Robin. Robin was in there with Batman, but he wasn't really. We all know about Robin. Robin, we love you, whatever. I don't know if you're listening. But the story, the storyline, you guys know just not that long ago I had a chance to meet the bartender, Isaac, from The Love Boat. And I obviously I couldn't help the whole time we were talking. We had a couple hour long conversation. The whole time we're talking, I just at times would reflect back and remember Isaac from The Love Boat, from the episodes. Just waiting to get that good advice, you know. He's going to say something any minute. It's going to change my life. It's because there's a story, there's a history, there's a relationship, there's a memory. Okay, look, what's the point of all that? Well, look, there's different ways to do this. There's the messaging that you send out. You got to have a story. You got to have a brand story. People need to know what you're about, why you exist. Then the next piece of that is you got to give them an experience when you serve them, when they come into your establishment, when you go into their home, when they encounter you. You have to have a great experience for them so they can develop that story. That's what develops the story. In fact, one of the things that we promise the companies in our program is like, look, when you guys get really good at this stuff, because we teach a lot of unique processes, a lot of different ways of doing things that you wouldn't normally think to do in service plumbing. And we really dig deep into the processes, very specifically how to schedule, how to run the call, how to price, how to price accordingly for different options, and just everything from the owner level all the way down to the tech level, very detailed, very specific, because it matters when you're giving that experience, and more importantly, when you're giving that consistent experience, that duplicatable experience, that scalable experience. And I was talking about the other podcast, I think the last podcast that we dropped on In-N-Out Burger and Whataburger, and how I had a bad experience before I even got the food, before I even got the service. I never even got to that part because the story was bad. But I tell owners all the time, when you get all this stuff implemented, what you're going to see is your customers start telling a story in their reviews. So you go from, you know, you could be the company that gets good reviews, five-star reviews, 4.9, 4.8 rating overall, and they're five stars, but they're just courteous and professional, or they came out and took care of my problem right away, or really love these guys, been using them for years. Those are good reviews. Those are fine. Those are wonderful. But the reviews we're talking about are like, they came out and they were so nice, the whole entire team from top to bottom. First of all, the lady on the phone was so welcoming. I felt so comfortable with her. Then the technician came out. There was a guy in the office named Steve that was awesome. The technician that came out, Bill, was wonderful, was very friendly with my dog. They took care of our problem. They gave us several options. We'll continue to use these people, and we're going to tell everyone they should do the same. It'll be some really long review like that. Okay, that's telling a story. When I read that review as a future consumer, I'm going to trust that. In fact, when you come out here and you're a little bit more expensive, I'm going to not necessarily be so worried about that, because I'm like, yeah, well, I should have expected that, because the reviews kind of put me in an expectation that I was going to get a higher than normal, a more premium, a more quality experience. You start setting that expectation, and then people have more trust. When they have more consumer trust, they can do more. It's just like common sense, right? Because this is how it works with anything we buy. Like, I'm not going to spend the kind of money that Disney requires to spend if I'm not going to get some sort of experience out of that. There's just no way. I'm not going to spend the kind of money that some of these steakhouses want on a steak. I'm not going to spend even a Red Bull. They're kind of a premium price for the amount of liquid. You start breaking that down by the ounce. I'm not going to do that if I don't like the flavor. I'm not going to do that if I don't like the result. I'm not going to do that if I don't like the experience I get from that product, because there's other products that are cheaper that claim to do the same thing. They don't. I heads up, if you ever try that C4 Skittles, and you love Skittles, like if you're like, man, I love Skittles, and then you go to the thing, you're looking like C4 Skittles, I'm going to buy liquid Skittles. I don't know what they meant when they put Skittles on there, but it wasn't that this tastes like Skittles. That cannot be what they meant, because it does not taste like Skittles. I've had Skittles. I like Skittles. If I had had C4 Skittles first, I would have never have tried Skittles, because I'd be like, oh, that's the hard version of that nastiness. I'm sorry, C4, if you're listening, that would be better used as C4. Anyways, I digress. So these experiences that we have, these products, these things that we want, they come with an experience. Creates a story. Fact, just one more point on that. You've had someone else do this to you, where they've told you a story about an experience, something they had, something they watched, something they did, and it made you want to do it. Could have been a meal, could have been a movie, could have been an amusement park, could have been anything. I'll give you guys a quick story. My mom recently passed away, and so I was down with some family a couple days ago. And while we were there, we went to this place called Big Entertainment in the middle of nowhere, Alabama. I think if you look up middle of nowhere, Alabama, and you type in Big Entertainment, this is exactly what you'll find, the place we went. They had a really cool go-kart track in there. It's not a big deal, but part of the story is that I beat my entire family. Now, I'm not bragging. I'm just letting you guys know what happened. And if you would want to go have a good time with your family, that would be a good place to go. Just remember, the most important part of that story is that I beat my entire family at go-karts and bowling. I don't know. It's not important. But I did. And so then when you think about these stories and these experiences that you have, you go back to family reunions. You're like, remember that time we all went to Big Entertainment and we had a good time? It was a blast. Remember the go-kart track? It went like it was a circle. You guys remember I was in the front? And you just have those memories. But at the end of the day, stories are what sell. Stories are what tell other people what they can expect to have as a result of their investment when they do business with that, whatever that is, a product, a service. Again, it could be anything. What are we doing? And also, I just want, in service plumbing, whatever, I know a lot of people listen to this podcast that aren't just in plumbing. It doesn't matter what industry you're in. When you think about it like this, you have the responsibility and obligation to do your best for others. And so don't fall victim to the mentality of, well, in plumbing we, or in this we. No, there should be no status quo of mediocre. There should be no reason to accept not doing more. Just because it's plumbing and it's nasty, it can be dirty, it's a sewer line, it doesn't matter. This person is going through it. They only go through it every couple of years. This isn't something they do every day. It's not like gasoline they got to put in their car once a week. This is something they do hardly ever. We do it all the time. For you, it's the 100th water heater this month or this year. For them, it's the first one in 12 years. Got to give them a great experience. You got to take the time to create that brand story. There's the brand story you need to have initially to get the messaging out, to tell people what you're about. Now, there's a couple of books you can read on this that really break this stuff down. I know we didn't necessarily spend, maybe we'll do a podcast in the future on brand story and really get into that. But man, let me tell you, you've got to have one. Look it up, read into it. But as your brand story gets out there, you set expectations. As you set expectations, you can then create experiences and moments with your community, with your customer base, whether it be future employees or future customers, and then they can start to tell a story about who you are. And if those things match up, you get momentum, right? Like if you claim that you're this and then you deliver that, and then other people claim you're that, and then you deliver that, you start to create consistency. That creates momentum. Consistency and momentum go together. And so as you get momentum and it builds up, you keep casting that story out there and pushing that story out there. So I always tell people, you know, they always talk about how much money it costs to brand. You know, with us, I'll just tell you guys, it's thousands, right? Now, we're a four-digit branding company. What I mean by that is there's some companies out there you can spend $12,000, $13,000, $14,000, $15,000 for your logo, for your brand, for your wrap. We're going to be closer to $5,000 or $6,000 for the brand, another $3,000 or $4,000 for the wrap. So you're at like $8,000 or $9,000 for the whole brand and wrap. And everybody's like, man, that's a lot of money. I know someone that can do it for $2,000, but then they do it for $2,000. They save a bunch of money, but then the brand's mediocre. It's not as good. It's not premium. And then they're going to turn around, whoever you are, no matter what you spend on your brand, you're going to turn around, you're going to spend $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, maybe even $1,000,000, $200,000. Some of you are like, shoot, try $5,000, $10,000,000 over the course of 5-10 years, pushing that brand out, advertising that brand out. Okay, that's where the bulk of the money gets spent on, is not so much buying the brand and not getting the rap, but it's pushing it out. It's getting it out there. Well, when you think about what it takes to get a business to have a story that's out there, it's the same thing, right? It takes that same momentum. So you got to get reviews and you got to get Google Local Services and you got to do all these different things to push your brand out there so that when people go online, they find a good story, so that when they see the good story, it then continues. You need all that energy and all that effort. You need a quality brand that you can push out. Then when people find that brand and they go research that brand, there needs to be a good story on Facebook, on Google, on the internet in general. It needs to be great everywhere. You need to build all of that reputation, all of that momentum in all those places. And as you do that, then people create expectations. Those expectations then set you apart. And then as long as you deliver on that, you continue to be set apart. That's what the big brands do. They set themselves apart. So they're no longer playing the price game and they're playing the experience game. That's what you have to do. That's the golden nugget. That's the secret to all of my success, has been, how do I set myself apart in whatever industry I'm in? How do I not behave and act like everyone else? How do I do it in a way that my consumers go, man, that's different and I like it and I want more of that, and I'm gonna tell other people about it. Only some movies get shared by people. Only some meals get told about the experience. Only some restaurants, right? Only some parks. We don't talk about the carnival on here a lot. And when we do, it's usually not good. See, it matters. absolutely matters. Look, if you want to set yourself apart and you really want to do something, we got a software that's coming out that's going to absolutely blow your customer's mind when it comes to the consumer confidence they can have in what you're saying as it relates to the diagnosing that you're doing. And then it'll help you diagnose the home. It's unbelievable. I cannot wait for you guys to see it. In fact, we believe in it so much that we're going to do a free demo and trials for you guys. We'll do, we'll even throw in some bonus free tech sales training that we charge for in our current program. We're going to offer all of that for you guys. And all you got to do is get on the waiting list. Just sign up. All we need is your email address so we can let you know when we're ready. And that is software.theplumbingsalescoach.com, software.theplumbingsalescoach.com. The initial demo releases December 1st. We're going to do that internally to our current clients only, kind of at our higher levels. And then we'll kind of trickle down and then eventually we'll go to that waiting list. And that'll be the first place. So you guys will get early access. It'll be free. And you also get that bonus tech training that we work through that kind of helps raise your ticket average and conversions. We'll talk about building options, how to diagnose, and how to build relationships inside that free tech training. So those are all coming up. All you got to do, again, is go to software.theplumbingsalescoach.com and put your email address in. We'll get you on the list, and then we'll get you hooked up and get you locked in, loaded. I will say, too, just so you know, we have the ongoing coaching program we've had for the last 4 years, killing it, tons of companies in it. We love all the companies. We've been rocking and rolling. They've been having unbelievable results. I'm talking like literal 10 times their revenue, their profit margin, or their profits in so many different ways. They've all grown. Just been a blast working with all them, but we're going to be closing off that program when this software officially launches. And so if you've ever thought about getting in the program, this is not one of those like, hurry up and get in before it's too late, but it is, because we're closing it. We really are. And we're not bringing it back. So, this is our last kind of like last call for that. And I think that's going to shut off the first of the year. So, if you want to check it out, we won't force you into any, we don't have contracts or anything like that. No, you can cancel anytime you want, but we'll also give you some free access up front just so you can kind of see what we're doing. We'll give you access to our level 3 coaching session. You can come in there with a lot of companies that have had a lot of success, and find out from them if it's for real or if it really helps. And we'll offer all that to you. To get that, you can go to just theplumbingsalescoach.com and fill out the contact form. Or if you go on our website on your cell phone, there's a phone number that pops up at the bottom. You can just call that number and text that number. And Mary or somebody from our team will talk to you and help you out and get information to make sure you can get access to that training. Again, no risk, everything free up front. What? Get it when you get it. All right, listen, this is important that you really grasp this idea of story brand, because if you don't, you're not going to be able to grasp that momentum. You're going to miss out on all that momentum of people telling your story. You need to give them a story to tell. There's so many different ways to go about this. You know our story. Our story is that we believe in service, always be serving, the idea of the consumer going through it in the home. That's what I'm about. I want to impact them. I want to make sure that each and every consumer in America, as they go through a plumbing problem, somehow I can impact that in a positive way by training and teaching companies how to go in and give that customer a consistent experience, a consistent solution. And so that's our way of doing it. That's our story. That's our brand. That's what we're about. What are you about? And does anyone know? Does your team know? Does your consumer base know? They should. They ought to. Get it organized. Get it together. Look up story brand. Find out what it's all about. There's a couple different books, like I said, you guys can check into. There's a lot of videos online about it. Maybe we'll cover it in a couple of podcasts, but it's important. Figure it out and get it implemented, because it's going to be a game changer. All right. As always, we love you. And remember, serve your community and everything, not just plumbing. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Plumbing Sales Coach podcast. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and check us out on the web at theplumbingsalescoach.com.